Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I'm your host, Dr. Kate, and I'm always excited to welcome you to the show, especially excited to welcome you here today. Remember, as you enjoy the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. Give us a review and be sure to download the KS Media Group app for all the world's best influencers in one place. Today, we are going to be joined by our guest, Corey Zacher. Corey Zacher frees brilliant six-figure female service providers to focus on what they do best and find balance in their entrepreneurial journey by providing business growth strategy, mindset coaching, and consulting. Corey Zacher specializes in helping these brilliant female entrepreneurs develop a strong business mindset, align to their core values, figure out what systems they need, who and how to hire, and how to manage their team. A two-time business owner and CEO, Corey Zacher uses her 25 years plus years of experience of business wisdom, entrepreneurial experience, and warm and humorous approach to reduce stress of a growing business. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kate. I am thrilled to be here.
Well, I am very excited to have you as well. But to get us started, Corey, if you would tell us a little bit more about you, your experience with burnout, and your journey to recovery.
Sure. It certainly has been a journey. I am a business consultant and strategist. I'm also a certified positive psychology coach. And I work with women who start businesses, and I know I'm generalizing here, but we women are amazing at multitasking. So we feel like we can do everything ourselves. So therefore we do. And it leads to burnout.
And I feel that as a recent business starter owner myself.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're good at stuff. So we put it all on our task list and then wonder why we're crying into our pillow at night. So I love working with women, figuring out what they can delegate and how to get out of that burnout phase and practice self-care. And the reason I love doing it so much is because it was my journey. I live in Los Angeles, California. And if anyone knows anything about LA, we're famous for our traffic. Yes. So when I moved here 8 years ago, I jumped right into a corporate job that required me to commute over 3 hours a day in Los Angeles traffic to get there and back. Yeah. And I loved the job. I loved our mission, but I did it for 4 years, getting in my car every morning and coming home at night and doing a really tough job. Late hours, a lot of work, and the commute, and it was too much. Mm-hmm. I got quite burnt out from that and decided to make the decision to leave and start my own business about 4 years ago. And I dove right into that business and started doing everything myself and found myself in the same place pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good at this. I can run my business and find clients and do all my billing and invoicing and scheduling and get out there on social media and all the things it takes to involve a business, and very quickly learned that, hey, I'm following the same pattern. Mm-hmm. So I really took a look at that. And what I first did was seek help from others who had been there before me, other women who had started businesses. And I invested in a group coaching program, a mastermind, where other women who had been there before me gave me a lot of great advice. And not everything has to be paid for. It also was just going into Facebook groups and on Instagram and talking to friends who had started businesses. And I pretty soon figured out I could get help that I needed, and it doesn't have to change everything completely or break the bank. So it was a combination of delegating, hiring help, finding biz besties, and also really engaging in self-care, which I know is a big buzzword these days, but it can be really simple, just little habits. And if you stick to them, then they're certainly going to be beneficial to you, but it's a matter of deciding what they are and going with it.
Yeah. I appreciate so much of your story there and kind of the pieces of, you know, the burnout in kind of the corporate piece and then, oh, I'll start a business and then recognizing like, oh, now I've taken on all the things for the business and how quickly that can also lead to a state of burnout. But I love that you so quickly highlighted how you sought out support. And because that is something that I think is so important and sometimes a step that we miss when we're in that space of like independence and wanting to kind of figure things out on our own in that aspect. So I really do appreciate that you brought that to light right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And it was counterintuitive for me, honestly. I was the straight A student back in school and, you know, could get all the tasks done. Didn't always find it easy to ask for help. But I learned pretty quickly that if I wanted to, and I'm talking from a business angle here because I'm a business consultant, but also it affected my personal life as well. Mm-hmm. So being able to ask for help or get help, was something that was tough for me, but once I started practicing that, it made all the difference.
Yeah. That I think is so important, that like seeking out that support and finding that and I think having people around, you call them like the business besties. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important, having people who understand the journey you're on and can support you in the space that you're at is so incredibly important as we connect with other people. What were some of the ways that you started to recognize that you're getting back into kind of that burnout space when you started your business?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I found right away was, even though I created a business and it was all remote, working from home, or I've even traveled and brought my laptop, you know, and an internet source with me. But I very quickly got right back into I start at 9 o'clock and I go to at least 5 o'clock. So it was even in the beginning, it was just, I structured my day the same exact way. And I would sit down, whether it was at a desk or my dining room table or the RV that my boyfriend and I rented to drive cross country. I was stuck in that 9 to 5. I have to put in 8 hours of tasking. So I recognized that pretty quickly, like, no, this is the beauty of what I've done, is I can stop in the middle of the day to do some exercise, take a nap, watch Netflix, read a book, whatever it is, to kind of break up that 9 to 5 that was really kind of drilled into me. And I found myself going nonstop and being just as exhausted, almost like when I was commuting 3 hours a day. So those were really red flags to me that, hey, I'm doing the same thing here and I'm going down the same path and I can't be doing that.
Yeah. I connect with that piece so much because I'm in that place now where, you know, I left higher education and now in, you know, in business for myself. And I am working on shifting like how I view work in the difference between being productive and like the task oriented stuff, being busy and that aspect, and like sitting at a desk working for those 8 hours or however many hours in that aspect. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think that's true for a lot of us in our profession and our work, is it's trying to figure out, what does that look like when it's actually productive versus us trying to show we're busy.
Mm-hmm. And that, I was guilty of that. Yeah. To me, busy equaled I'm doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And that was probably years of corporate, of people, you know, being looking over your shoulder and evaluating you. And I'm all for that. I mean, I help business owners run and manage their teams, and you need to have check-ins and reviews and things like that. But it was really hard to shake that mindset of, I have to show that I'm busy all day. Yeah. I find now I'm way more productive by breaking up my day and taking breaks and engaging in self-care. I actually get more done and more quality work done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a little bit more about that. You know, what did that shift look like for you? And, you know, and how do you structure your day now?
Yeah. At first, and I'm a big fan of, you don't have to dive in deep right away. It overwhelms people to think like, there is no way I can take an hour out of my day and go walk the dog or go to the park. That's correct. Impossible. So small increments. And that's what I did. I literally, and it all depends how you work. I'm a calendar person and I have my day mapped out on the calendar. I would put in, okay, in the morning from 11 to 11:15, I'm going to walk the dog, or I'm just going to listen to music, or it had to be little things like that, or I wouldn't stick to it.
Yeah.
And someone told me once, and this really stuck with me, you know, you work for so many people, you serve them, you honor their wishes. Like, you would never not show up for a meeting with a client or, you know, with a friend or something like that. So honor the things on your calendar that you put there for yourself. You could put a million things of self-care on your calendar for the week, but if you're just going to ignore them, which is what I did at first, I thought, oh, I put 20 minutes in here to, you know, do one of those 7-minute workouts on my phone. But yeah, I need to make that, I need to call that client, or I need to, you know, prep what we're going to have for dinner tonight or something like that. And I wouldn't honor myself. Mm-hmm. So, I did it in small increments, and now my day, I don't even have to put it on my calendar anymore. I know, you know, yep, mid morning, I'm getting up, I'm taking the dog for a long walk. I'm calling a friend, whatever it is, it became habit. Mm-hmm. Once I kind of instituted it in small increments, that's what helped.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Not sure if you can hear or if our audience members can hear right now, but my dog is not happy with someone outside. So for that, dear listeners, welcome. This is what life is like.
That's right. Mine's in the other room. I'm just waiting.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, that's Amber. She just says hello to everybody in that aspect. I love what you talked about in that piece of starting your day and the calendaring out, but the small increments in that aspect, because I think that that's something that's so important. And listeners, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I am a big fan of micro steps and, you know, taking those smaller steps to have those bigger impacts, in addition to honoring ourselves and why that's so, so important for us to do.
And it's amazing how it's so easy for us not to do that. Yes. That was my go-to. That's how it used to be. Like, well, all these appointments and tasks on my calendar today are very important because they're for other people, but I wasn't honoring the ones for me. And I have since learned, and I, you know, I'm not going to say that it happened overnight because it didn't. It took some consistency and time. And I'm not going to say I'm do it 100% of the time. There are like, oh, yep, never did work out today, or I never did, you know, take that break that I said I was going to. So it takes consistency and diligence and just kind of being in touch with yourself, reminding yourself that, like, oh yeah, I have to take care of me too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that is so important. And listeners, I want to just remind you again that when you put yourself on your calendar, honor it as though it's with the most important person that you know in your life. Because it is with the most important Absolutely. Person you know in your life. And I appreciate Corey for bringing that up for us today. What were some other like starting points that you had for yourself when you were kind of realizing, okay, I'm in this space of burnout, and what do I need to do to like find a place to healing?
I think it was also kind of honoring and being really truthful with myself on what I could and couldn't handle. Mm. You know, I kept thinking, especially as a new business owner, it was, I need to serve as many people as I can. Mm-hmm. And you can relate that to, you know, I'm not just talking to business owners out there. Yeah. You know, we try to help everyone else but ourselves. So being honest with that and getting comfortable with saying no, mm-hmm. with saying I'm at capacity and I can't help you with that. I will suggest someone who can, or maybe it could happen another time. Mm-hmm. But saying that and then also being okay with it. So in my business, there were some clients I actually let go. Mm-hmm. And I helped find them someone else that could work with them. This was back when I first started, because I did. And this is part of positive psychology too, really getting in touch with what your strengths and values are and finding people that align with that.
Yeah.
So I was saying yes to everybody and everything, and then wondering why it wasn't always working and I was feeling burnt out, and coming to that hard truth of like, yeah, this person I need to bless and release because we're not aligned.
Yeah.
Our values are, you know, what I do best is not what's going to serve them. So I'm going to do myself the favor of saying no.
Absolutely.
So that was a big part of my journey too.
Yeah. I love that. Corey, thank you so much for the insights that you are providing for us today. If you were to offer our audience members one additional piece of advice, what would that be?
Well, I think it's easy to say, oh, you know, I do everything myself because I'm the only one who can do it well. And I'm, so I would invite your listeners to really sit down. An exercise that I like to do, I call it yay, nay, giveaway, is you make a list of things. Under the yay column, things that light you up, things that you enjoy doing. You might love cooking for your family. You might love doing whatever it is you do in business. Write those things down, the things that give you energy, that don't deplete you. That's your yay list. Then you have your nay list of the things that do the opposite. They drain you. You feel like you could be spending your time in a much better way than what you're doing. You just hate doing them. And then your giveaway list is, what from the nay list can you delegate or get rid of altogether? And this could be in your personal life. It could be in your business life. It's an exercise I always go through with my clients to figure out, look at all this time that could be better spent doing what I love and what energizes me mm-hmm. and will make me a better mom, wife, business owner, yeah. all of the above. So it's just a way to get clear with what serves you and what, mm-hmm. what aligns with what you do best.
Mm-hmm. I love that. The yay, nay, and giveaway yay, nay. Lists. Yes. And
yes.
Helping yourself prioritize in that way. Love it. So listeners, your challenge for today and later on after you're listening to the show is to create your yay, nay, and giveaway lists. Corey, where can our listeners find out more about you?
Sure. My website is coreyzacker.com and I hang out a lot on Instagram. I'm Corey Zacker Consulting on there and I love to interact and share resources and tips and things on there.
Beautiful. And we will make sure, listeners, you can find all of that information in the show notes as well. Corey, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Kate. It's my pleasure.
How amazing was it with our guest, Corey Zacker? I absolutely love the yay, nay, and giveaway list and processing our priorities and values in that aspect. What are the things that light you up? What are the things that you just can't stand? And what of those things you can't stand can you give away or delegate to someone else? So, dear listeners, I hope that you give that a try. As you are listening and enjoying the show, remember, if you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, let me know what your favorite part of the show is. and share this with someone who you think needs to hear the message. We're going to move into our recovery moment for today. And today we're going to focus a little bit on gratitude. So get yourself comfortable, get yourself in a safe space. If that's not where you're at right now, give it a listen, but come back for the practice later. All right, dear listeners, we are going to move into our recovery moment. And today we are practicing some gratitude, specifically appreciating the simple things in life. So let's begin this practice of gratitude by just noticing something simple that you're experiencing right now. It could be seeing the sight of a tree swaying gently in the wind, feeling a warm cup of tea in your hands, feeling the warmth of sunlight on your skin, maybe the experience of the comfort from the chair you're sitting in, or the simple wonder of passing in the middle of your busy life to exchange with this practice right now. Choosing one simple thing to notice in this moment, allow it to fully absorb into your experience, and letting appreciation and gratitude arise and fill your body and mind. Appreciation for this one simple moment right now. Reflect on someone who you don't know very well, who has supported you in your experience today in some way. It could be a bus driver, someone who stacked the fruit in the grocery store, the author of a book you're reading right now, or maybe the inventor of the alarm clock that just woke you up. But just reflecting on someone who you don't really know, who has supported you in some way, and allowing yourself to feel how you benefited from the gift of their work, and just allowing yourself to feel some appreciation and gratitude. Now, thinking about the tools that you use to support your work and your life, tools like your computer, your books, equipment, or even the buildings that you occupy. Considering all that was needed for their creation, knowing how much these things have benefited you for your work and survival. Just feeling some appreciation and gratitude that you have access to these tools. And now feeling gratitude for the people who you work and live with. Perhaps thinking of a particular person whose work or effort directly supports you in your work life. Appreciating their contribution, their good intention, saying in your mind to them, thank you. Now bring to mind someone you really care about, someone who makes your heart sing in some way. Picture them in your mind and think about what this person means to you, what you appreciate about them, who they are, and what you've experienced together, and the impact that they've had on your life. And as you imagine them, notice what feelings you're experiencing, what sensations you detect in your body, especially those in the area around your heart, and let yourself express gratitude towards them, thanking them for being who they are and for their presence in your life, and imagining them receiving your gratitude, really, truly feeling it. Now, bring to mind something in particular that you're grateful for today. Something that made a difference to you, or that you especially noticed. Perhaps it was a smile of someone on the street, someone's kind words or selfless action, feeling the appreciation and gratitude you have for its presence in your day. And as you bring these things to mind for what you're grateful for, allow yourself to rest in this experience of gratitude. When you cultivate this practice of gratitude, you may even find yourself being able to be grateful for what is difficult or unpleasant experiences. If you'd like, bring to mind an experience in your life that might be a little challenging one for you. One you'd like to express and be able to give thanks for challenging you in some way, offering your appreciation, thank this challenge for what it may offer you. Expanding this feeling of gratitude for your body, grateful for your mind, and gratitude for the simple fact of being alive in this moment. And finally, appreciate the opportunity to pause and experience this very practice of gratitude for all that you brought to mind during this practice, for all the countless gifts in your life. Say thank you to all the people, to all that is around you, and to a part of you, for all that you've experienced in your life, for all of this. Thank you. And allowing the sense of gratitude to fill you completely as you breathe in and breathe out, and settling your mind on your breath here and now, fully alive and present in this moment. Finish with a full deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. And gently and slowly open your eyes, returning your awareness to where you are. If you'd like to extend this practice, cultivate the habit of thinking about something you are grateful for every moment, right when you wake up. If it helps, feel free to write about it in a journal. You might also try expressing appreciation today to a person for whom you feel very grateful, simply saying thank you. Dear listeners, I thank you for joining me on the From Burnout to Recovery show today. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram, and be sure to subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show YouTube channel. I'm so grateful for our guest, Corey Zacher, and I'm grateful again to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining me on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. Remember to download your free guide on how to recover from burnout in 2 hours a week on my website, drkatesteiner.com. And as always, be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.